From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, messages from spirit guides. By the way, happy birthday to Russell from Alice in Wonderland. There you go. Thank God not everybody writes in for birthday requests. I'd be spending hours doing that if they all wrote in at the same time. Oh, my. Here's what's happening. A massive snowstorm is forecast for the East Coast this weekend, with heavy snow expected to blanket parts of at least 15 states. The forecast is still evolving, but right now, meteorologists are viewing this as a potentially historic storm. Here's what you can expect and when from the impending winter wallop, as they call it. As of Thursday morning, more than 80 million people were covered by either a blizzard watch, winter storm warning, winter weather advisory, freezing rain advisory, from southeast Nebraska to the Carolinas to the New York City area, Washington, D.C. 3,000 flights have already been canceled. The Mid-Atlantic region is going to be the hardest hit, with the brunt of the storm expected to be in the D.C. area, where they could get 2 feet or more of snow, plus dangerous blizzard conditions Friday through Sunday. Baltimore, Maryland could also get blizzard conditions. So here we go. And by the way, be very careful if you go out and shovel snow. The blizzard brings warnings about the dangers of shoveling snow, an activity that sends thousands of people to emergency rooms every winter. Don't tackle the walkway if you aren't in good shape, according to the experts, or you could get hurt, even worse, trigger a heart attack or a stroke. One of the reasons why people get heart attacks shoveling snow, it's not just because of the heavy snow, but because it's cold out, the arteries restrict. And they constrict in deep, so be very, very careful. The latest issue of the Islamic State's online magazine, they even got one of those now, targets the terror group's fellow Muslims even more than the West. It devotes a majority of the 56 pages in the latest issue to justifying the killing of Shia Muslims. In numerous articles, the magazine goes to great lengths to give theological basis for killing members of the minority Muslim sect that controls Iran and Iraq and has been at odds with the Sunni Muslims over a millennia. Worldwide, Sunnis make up about 85% of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. Sunnis, who believe the true lineage of Muhammad lies with those who most closely followed his teachings, control powerful Muslim nations, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Pakistan. In addition, most Muslims in Africa are Sunnis. Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course, author of Atomic Iran, and writes for WND.com. Jerry, something strange here with ISIS that I wanted to ask you. They have cut the salaries of their soldiers or their members. Isn't that weird?
It is weird, George, but, you know, the ISIS sect is really a sect that is truly a radical Islamic sect that's ideologically driven. It's not driven by money. It's not driven by any reward. It's driven by an ideology. So when ISIS makes a determination, for instance, this recent magazine, which is calling for the killing of innocent Shiites across the whole region, this is the kind of ideal. They just destroyed a monastery, one of the greatest monasteries right outside of Mosul, 1,400-year-old monastery.
Was that a Christian monastery?
It was a Christian monastery, yeah. And it was one that had been worshipped at for 1,400 years, and a very famous monastery, and ISIS came in and leveled it to the ground with, you know, explosives and dynamite and, you know, every kind of, you know, bulldozers, every kind of equipment you could think of. This, when you really understand ISIS, it's a ideologically driven sect that is Sunni. So it's for this caliphate, for the kind of like an Ottoman Empire to be reestablished, and very opposed to the Shiites who are in Iran. Shiites believe that the the dynasty of Islam belongs to the family of the Prophet Muhammad, and they're waiting for the Mahdi to come back, who went down a well about 500 B.C. or A.D. I mean, this is
he's still down there.
Still down in the well. I mean, these, you know, for Americans and for modern thinkers to understand the fights that are going on between Sunnis and Shiites is very difficult. It's very arcane.
We don't get it.
It's very hard to get it.
Yeah, it really is.
But you have to understand that these are sects that are not driven by money. They're not driven by really power or earthly kind of benefits. The Sunnis who are behind ISIS are ideologically driven, and they are determined, for instance, to destroy these kind of any kind of historical or Christian sites in the Middle East, like this monastery outside of Mosul.
Yeah, they're obliterating, Jerry, everything. Everything in their sight. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. That's his update on what's going on in the Middle East. Chipotle has been fighting off legal challenges for its food safety procedures. Chipotle has been slapped with a class action lawsuit now, accusing the chain's higher-ups of purposely hiding from county health officials the fact that one of its restaurant kitchen managers had been sickened with the norovirus until a couple of customers complained about similar symptoms. The suit accuses the restaurant of disposing of all food items, bleaching all cooking and food handling surfaces, and replacing its sick employees with replacement employees from other restaurants before notifying county health officials. Not a good situation there at all. And if you purchased cashews from Trader Joe's lately, check your label. The company has announced that it's issuing a recall of some of its raw cashew pieces because they might contain salmonella. I'm going to give you the code numbers, because they were sold in 31 states. 16-ounce packages, clear plastic bags, barcode number 00505154. I'm not sure you're going to remember all this, but 00505154, and its best date is 7/17/2016. So if you have that, take it back to the store, even if you've opened the package. You know those little hoverboards that you see a lot of younger people on? They stand on it and off they go. Amazon is offering refunds to customers who bought hoverboards on its website because of the concern of safety concerns about the technology. They've been catching fire. So if you bought one on Amazon, you can get a refund there. As we reported yesterday, a couple planetary scientists believe that they have found evidence of a Neptune-sized planet orbiting the sun way beyond Pluto. This could be the argument for the existence of Planet X. I thought we'd get Stephen Cates, our astronomer, in Dr. Sky for a moment. This is exciting, but how do we know? Because they haven't physically seen the planet, Steve.
Well, George, this is exciting news, but again, for all the listeners, just to give them the accuracy that we always report here, this is all theoretical at this point, but you have to salute Mike Brown and his team, of course, at Caltech. Planet X, just a little bit of history, ladies and gentlemen. It all started with Percival Lowell out here in Arizona when he predicted that there was a planet beyond Neptune. Sadly, he died 100 years ago, almost, in 1916, but what these folks are actually looking at or proposing right now, and again, no actual discovery of an object, but here's where their thinking kind of plays some and makes some sense. The computer models that they've come up with suggest an actual grouping, George, of many of the orbits of the so-called trans-Neptunian bodies. These are objects beyond the planet Pluto or the dwarf planet Pluto. You take your pick there. And they all seem to have what's called a perihelion, that is the closest part of these objects, their orbits to the sun, that are very close in a similar area of the entire sky, kind of all grouped together, moving south to north with a 30-degree, you know, below the plane of the ecliptic, that's the planetary plane. And what's interesting here, this is very, I find fascinating, is that all that is not by chance, according to the theoretical models, that something out there, George, is doing the thing called perturbing these objects way out there in space. And if the object is true, it's probably the size of Neptune. And get a load of this. It would probably be some 300 to 700 astronomical units, one astronomical unit is the distance of the Earth to the Sun. But it's all theoretical at this point, but is probably yet, George, the best persuasive argument for the existence of Planet X.
I love it.
And here's the final thing. As if we don't have any concrete evidence of that, I guess all we'll have to do, George, is settle for the five beautiful planetary lineups that we can see in the morning sky.
You got it. Stephen, thanks so much. Looks like Zachariah Sitchin might have been right when he talked about the 12th planet, right? Hey, a new survey by U.S. News and World Report says that United States comes in fourth for the best-liked countries in terms of where to live. Germany is the winner, followed by Canada, the United Kingdom, and then the United States. And how about this story? In the United Kingdom, a Buddhist monk slashed the wheels of 162 cars because he became angry when he accidentally squashed an insect. And then he went ballistic and slashed all the wheels of cars. Well, navigating the murky waters of supplements, sometimes not an easy task. Even about half of all Americans are taking some form of vitamins or minerals in pill form. Fish oil pills, for example, deliver omega-3 fatty acids that can have a blood-thinning effect. Made about $1 billion in sales in 2012. An investigation says that you've got to be careful about the fish oils and where they come from. And that's very important. Up next, Dr. Peter Glidden joins us, our partners at criticalhealthnews.com. I might as well give you the website now before it gets slammed, and his toll-free number at 1-855-949-RADIO. Dr. Glidden next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. As you know, several times a month we have specialists on from criticalhealthnews.com. They're a major sponsor of Coast to Coast. They're good people. And Dr. Joel Wallach comes on the program, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and Dr. Peter Glidden. Dr. Glidden is with us tonight. He's a naturopathic physician, lecturer. He has been at it since 2009. He spearheads research on the benefits of naturals versus mainstream medicine. And he's part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team that brings us just incredible information. And I got to tell you, Peter, every time you're on now, I get a bevy of emails with people with questions who can't get through when we open the phone line. So I've got some of them for you, too. But welcome back, Peter.
Thanks so much, George. It's always a pleasure. Hey, Happy New Year, by the way.
Gosh.
How's the new year for you so far?
So far, so good, actually. It's going by as fast as last year. Why can't we slow down time, Peter?
I wish we could. I think there's a big room somewhere where it all piles up. I'd like to get a key to that door.
But we can slow down the aging process, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting to talk about, right? The human body has the genetic potential to make it to 120 years of age. 120, and any geneticist will tell you that. You know, every time cells divide, they lose a little bit of genetic information, right? So we can make it to 120 if we're healthy, but we don't even get close to that in the United States. The CIA right now has the U.S., I think, at the 43rd nation in the world as far as longevity goes, and we're lucky if we make it into our 80s here. And this is a problem, right? Our whole mantra here, the mantra of science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, give the body the raw materials that it needs, stop eating food that's gumming up the works, and you're going to go a long, long way towards promoting the body's longevity ability, plus its overall health.
It really is. You know, the story I had before you came on about be careful where you get your nutrients and your minerals and your supplements. Even brand name stores, physical retail stores, you have to be careful with the supplies they have. The stores may be very credible, but you got to be careful of what they have on their shelves. How does the average consumer, Peter, shift through all this?
Well, the average consumer can't shift through all this. I mean, this was a real learning curve for me as a medical professional. Quality control in the nutritional supplement industry is not an easily navigable terrain, right? It's really, really difficult for the average consumer to figure out what are the steps necessary that a company has to take in order to ensure that the raw materials that they get were properly labeled, to ensure that the raw materials they get weren't contaminated in shipment, to ensure that the raw materials that they get were actually what they thought they were getting. And I've heard horror stories from, I've got colleagues that own nutritional supplement companies, nutraceutical companies. They only sell to physicians, right? And these guys told me horror stories about, you know, they'd get 25-kilo drums of what they thought was saw palmetto extract, and it wasn't. It was mislabeled, or it was contaminated. So it's a big deal. It's hard for the consumer to be able to figure this out. That's one of the reasons why I'm such a cheerleader for Youngevity, because one of the things that Youngevity has done on their own, without any prompting, no, there were no lawsuits that made them do this. They really did a very, very good job, an above average job on quality control. They met the federal requirements and then some for nutritional supplement companies that you can get over the counter, right, without a physician's prescription. Quality control is a big deal, and Youngevity does an awesome job.
Well, you know, Dr. Joel Wallach is, I think, great guy, but he is obsessed with quality to a point where, you know, you would say to a fault, but you got to give the guy credit for that, don't you?
He's always ahead of the curve in that regard. You know, Wallach's always been ahead of the curve. He was telling people years ago that margarine was bad and butter was good. And what, last summer, I think the New York Times did a whole expose, butter is good and margarine is bad. Imagine that, Wallach's right. And just recently, there was another article, I think, in Newsweek that nitrates, right, now, meat and injected with nitrates cause cancer. Dr. Wallach's been saying that for 30 years. So he's always ahead of the curve. I have to tell you, George, as God is my witness, I've been doing this, I've been doing naturopathic medicine in clinical settings for 27 years now. 27 years, that's a long time. And, you know, I got good results before I met Dr. Wallach, but since I've met Doc and since I've been leaning on his research, using his recipes and, you know, understanding his understanding of the pathophysiology of disease, the things that I've seen people recover from, it's just remarkable. Dr. Wallach, is, as far as I'm concerned, deserves a congressional medal.
Well, you know, Peter, I met them at a health expo several years ago. I didn't even know who they were. And, you know, they gave me some information, and they said, we love your show. We'd like to partner up with you. Study us. And I started studying them, and I did my due diligence on them, and I realized that these people actually care about what they sell or give to other people. And with health, as far as I'm concerned, being numero uno, beyond money or anything else, if you don't have your health, you can't help your family members or the people you care about. And to me, that's absolutely essential.
Yeah, and it is essential, and it's a difficult terrain to navigate, because who knows what to do, right? Conventionally trained medical doctors are trained in drugs and surgery delivered through a reductionistic method. And, you know, that's really good if you have trauma, if you have a bullet in your arm, you have a broken leg, heaven forbid, or, you know, a nasty infection. That's the wheelhouse of conventional medicine. But when it comes to chronic disease, conventionally trained medical doctors have let us down, and they've let us down hard. And thank God for Dr. Wallach. Wallach was in charge of $25 million of federally funded research from 70 to 82. He literally rewrote our understanding of the relationship between nutrients and disease, and it's Dr. Wallach's understanding of the relationship between nutrients and disease that makes such a remarkable difference. It's a wonderful thing here, and I really have to give Doc a lot of credit, because he also decided, and this he caught a lot of flack for this, because he decided to set his nutritional supplement company up as a network marketing business. And, you know, you don't do that if you're a physician. Holy, you don't do that. Oh, that's above the, you know, you're not supposed to do that if you're a doctor. And why did he do that? For two reasons. Number one, he was attempting to grow a grassroots coalition of the informed by paying people to spread his message of health recovery through science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, because he had direct experience that this information was not going to gain entry through mainstream scientific
channels. Well, he was right.
Well, he discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis, and they fired him, for goodness sake. And also, nutritional supplements aren't covered by insurance.
No,
I mean, we could talk for 2 hours about why that is.
And he has told us a great story about the telethon and Jerry Lewis and muscular dystrophy. It's amazing. Stay with us, Peter. We, of course, have you for the next hour and a half. We're going to open up the phone lines because there's a rush here. CriticalHealthNews.com. There's also a toll-free number. They're not doctors on the other end of the line, but they will give you some help. 1-855-949-7234, which is 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Peter Glidden with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. Peter, I was hearing that announcement from Kay on CriticalHealthNews.com. Have you met her yet? She is unbelievable.
Well, she's a testament, just like Dr. Wallach, to, you know, what you can do, how long you can live, and how sharp you can be if you nutrify your body.
I mean, 94, she's a spitfire. I was at an event up there in Santa Cruz last summer, and she was there. And, I mean, she just, at 94 years old, is unbelievable.
No, like the fella said, George, right? The proof of the pudding's in the eating.
You got that right. We're going to get calls. People are calling in. They want advice. When you started helping people, for you, what has been that story you'll never forget? That one person that you think you turned around?
Well, you know, we've got hundreds, but one of the most remarkable was I was giving a lecture for longevity in Oregon somewhere. No, it was Utah. It was Utah, somewhere in Utah. Can't remember where. Maybe St. George, Utah. I think it might have been St. George. In any event, there were probably about 250, 300 people there. And there was a guy in a wheelchair over in the corner of the room. And, you know, I gave the presentation, and then it was Q&A time, and he got up to the mic, and he told the story that he'd been in a motorcycle accident, I think, or an automobile accident. I think it was a motorcycle accident, and he'd been trashed, man. He broke, like, a lot of bones. He'd had a lot of surgeries, a lot of screws. And the last surgery that they did for him, they put a screw into his spinal cord by mistake, and they paralyzed him from the waist down. Meanwhile, the guy's in a lot of pain, right, like a year and a half after the accident because, you know, his body was all jammed up. So I told him what to do, right? Didn't need any health chart, didn't need an x-ray, didn't need blood work, didn't really need anything. I just told him what to do to generically give his body bone and tissue support, and, you know, provide it with the raw materials that it needs to get the job done. Told him what foods to stop eating, sent him on his way. 6 months later, I'm back in the same place, giving a lecture. I'd forgotten all about it, you know, because when you give lecture upon lecture upon lecture, you don't even remember what city you're in, let alone who you've spoken to. So I walk in the door about a half an hour before I give the lecture, right, to just get set up and get prepared. And this guy, this big burly guy, walks up to me and gives me a bear hug, lifts me up off the ground. It was the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh my God.
He completely recovered. He regained everything. The pain went away. He was able to stand up. I mean, it was remarkable, man.
That is something else. We got stem cells for an individual who could barely walk 10 feet, Peter. He was walking blocks and blocks and blocks. It was an amazing story.
I tell you what, man, George, I used to think I knew where the line between, you know, recovery and no recovery was, because there is one. There is a point beyond which the body can't fix it. You know, I'm not aware of any therapeutic that can grow a finger back if you cut it off in a buzzsaw, right? But I have to tell you, since I've been following Dr. Wallach and leaning on his understanding and using his recipes for health, the things I've seen people recover from, no kidding, I mean, it's remarkable stuff.
It really is. So an email in from Jeff, and he said, my wife weighs 220 pounds. She's got Addison's disease. That's what Kennedy had. She's got Hashimoto's disease, and I think that's a thyroid issue, isn't it?
That's correct.
What do you recommend?
Well, for Addison's disease is an adrenal thing, and it's interesting because the adrenal gland and the thyroid gland and the hypothalamus are connected, right? So there's an axis. And axis. So when we see trouble with the thyroid, we often see trouble with the adrenal glands, and we also often see trouble with the hypothalamus. So this person needs general, comprehensive foundation medical nutrition, and we provide that with one healthy body start pack, One Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0, my favorite, is the Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 liquid. One of those, one bottle of plant-derived minerals for 100 pounds of body weight per month. And then for thyroid support, we would give Ocean's Gold and selenium. Selenium is a very important nutrient for thyroid health. I would encourage them to eat salt that has iodine in it because all of the thyroid hormones are made from iodine. And for adrenal and hypothalamus support, there's a wonderful herbal combination made by a subsidiary of Youngevity's called Good Herbs, and it's rightly called hypothalamus support. I would do four bottles of hypothalamus support a month and eliminate the 12 bad foods. That's a really good place to start. And interestingly enough, when people nutrify their bodies, they lose weight. And this is a really interesting thing to talk about because, right, ranchers years ago, ranchers know how to fatten cattle up.
They sure do.
And how do they do it? Well, if they're growing up, a cow to sell at auction for, to turn into steak, they keep the cow for about 4 years, but they don't want the cow to be eating them out of house and home. So they put minerals into the cow's feed every day when they're growing. And when the cow's body is mineralized, it eats as much as it needs and then it walks away. So they put minerals into the feed, the cow eats as much as it needs to and then it walks away. And then about 4 months before they're going to sell the cow at auction, they need to fatten it up. How do they do that? They stop giving it the minerals. What happens? Cow's body burns through the minerals that it has, then it starts craving food. So now the cow starts eating everything that it can. It'll eat its food, it'll eat its neighbor's food, it'll start eating the wood on the fence. The cow goes crazy for nutrients because the cow's body knows that it's deficient, and the cow is craving food in order to try to put those minerals back, but the minerals aren't in the food, so the cow eats and eats and eats and eats and eats, triples its body weight in 3 months, and the rancher sells it at auction. Everybody's happy. This is the secret to weight loss that not even Oprah knows.
Why are our foods so deficient in minerals?
Well, number one, right, there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, 90. Two-thirds, 66% of those are minerals, minerals like calcium and selenium and zinc. But the only place that the minerals can get, the cow's body can't make minerals. Plants can't make minerals, right? If a plant could make a mineral, we could bioengineer lettuce to make gold.
That's right.
We'd all be rich. The only way that minerals get into the food supply is if they're in the soil that the food is grown in. But they're not. They're not all there. And even if they are there, when you put herbicides and pesticides on the food, it kills the bacteria in the soil that the plant needs to absorb the minerals. So everybody, and by everybody, I mean everybody, is minerally deficient. You could have 1,000 acres of the most organic food farmland in the world, only eat the stuff you grew, and you would still be minerally deficient. So it's life, right? Not all the minerals have ever been present in the food supply, and with modern agricultural methods, there's less and less. And this is why chronic illnesses are on the rise. It's not genetic. Heart disease is not genetic. Arthritis is not genetic. If it was genetic, there'd be less and less of it, not more and more, because Darwin argued for selection of the fittest. There'd be less and less of it, not more and more. If it has anything to do with genes, it's epigenetic, not genetic. Epigenetics is the relationship between nutrient deficiencies and genetic expression. So the short answer is that the food doesn't have what it needs to have because of modern agricultural methods, which are making it virtually impossible for the plants to suck up the minerals that they need.
I wish I knew then what I know now.
Oh, man, is that
about a lot of things.
In my life, when I was a kid, all the stuff that I was dealing with, and it was all nutrient deficiencies, 100% of it. My life would have been so different. It's just amazing. And, like the fella said, you live and you learn, and that's why it's called the practice of medicine, I guess.
To the phones we go, and we're going to do this next hour as well. We go to Cincinnati, Ohio. Liz is with us, east of the Rockies. Hello, Liz. Go ahead.
Hi. I started having seizures about a year and a half ago, and for the first few months, they started off as just minor ones, and I didn't even know what they were. until I had a couple of grand mal seizures and started seeing a neurologist. Now, he mentioned that they can sometimes be caused by refined sugars and artificial sweeteners, which I've been drinking more of than ever before. As soon as I cut all that out of my diet, they reduced big time, from 2 or 3 times a day to once or twice a week. But I'm still having those minor ones once or twice a week, and I feel like they've got to be caused by something. So I was just wondering if you had any advice for me.
Yeah, I do. And inquiring minds want to know, well, what the heck was going on that made you want to crave sweets in the first place? The main reason that people crave sweets is because their bodies are deficient in minerals. So it's a cardinal sign, it's a clinical sign that a person is minerally deficient as opposed to being deficient in vitamins, right, or amino acids. If you're minerally deficient, you start craving things, especially sugar. Sugar cravings can also be related to not enough protein in the blood. And if you're eating protein adequately, but you're craving sugar, then the question is, well, you might not be absorbing it properly. And so we are gigantic advocates of going gluten-free. We like to think that we started the whole trend for gluten-free because we've been talking about it for 30 years. So when you eat gluten, ostensibly, one of the negative effects that it has is it inflames tissue in the small intestine, which absorbs nutrients. So the more whole grains you eat over time, the less and less and less and less and less and less nutrients your body's able to absorb. So you lose a little, you lose a little, you lose a little, you lose a little, and then one day you wake up and you're in the weeds, you've got an illness, right? And all of a sudden, oh, I've got high blood pressure. All of a sudden, whoa, I've got arthritis. All of a sudden, whoa, I've got seizures. What the heck? Well, it's probably because you've been eating the wrong food all the time. You didn't know it. Those chickens finally came home to roost. So my advice to you would be eliminate, there are 10 bad foods that we recommend people stop eating. You can get that list for free at Critical Health News. 10 foods we recommend everybody stops. You can get that list at Critical Health News. And the second thing to do when we have a central nervous system dysfunction, which seizure activity is support and promote healthy central nervous system function. How do we do that? Omega-3 essential fatty acids. Omega-3 essential fatty acids, whether from plant or fish oil sources, on top of the 90 essential nutrients, plus, interestingly enough, a diet high in cholesterol, because over 75% of your central nervous system is made from cholesterol. So the recipe for you would be one healthy body start pack, 2.0 liquid, one bottle of plant-derived minerals for 100 pounds of body weight per month, and two bottles of EFA Plus, two bottles of EFA Plus, eliminate the 12 bad foods. Do that for 4 weeks, and then give us a call back on the radio show and tell the world how you feel.
Gluten, of course, is a mixture of proteins. You find it in wheat and related grains like barley and rye. Why are so many people intolerant to gluten?
Well, we believe that everybody always has had a problem with gluten. Not everybody in the population, but the vast majority. And this is another interesting segue to the longevity thing, right? Because we have the ability to make it to 120, but we don't even get close to that. And Linus Pauling himself said, Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling, I quote, "You can trace every chronic disease to mineral deficiencies. You can trace every chronic disease to mineral deficiencies." So if you are eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats on a regular basis, which everybody in the world does, we argue that over time, the gluten in those grains damages the tissue in the small intestine that absorbs nutrients. Now, the food doesn't have all the nutrients necessary anyway, and when you damage the tissue in the body that absorbs nutrients, you're going to accelerate nutrient loss. So we would argue that everybody has been gluten intolerant all the time, and this is one of the reasons that we don't even come close to gaining our genetic potential, and it's also the reason for obesity and the rise of chronic disease.
Would that include oats, Peter?
Yes.
Like oatmeal?
Oats has a little bit of gluten in it, but the protein that's in oats is also difficult to digest, right? The protein that's in oats is difficult to digest. Proteins, of course, are amino acids held together like a string of pearls by a chemical bond, and it's the stomach's job to break those chemical bonds, to release the little pearls into the small intestine, the amino acids, where they can be absorbed. But those chemical bonds are really hard to break in gluten, really, really hard to break in gluten and really hard to break in oats. So when people eat wheat, barley, rye, or oats, those chemical bonds are not broken. So instead of tiny amino acids trying to get absorbed into the small intestine, you get these long chains, and that's the reason that the tissue becomes damaged ostensibly.
Let's go to Colorado. Rick is with us, west of the Rockies. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Rick.
Good show.
Thank you, sir.
Doc, I wanted to touch on a couple of things, if I can. I wanted to see how can I fix a problem with costochondritis, and epididymitis that I've been having the costo's been going on for probably about 9 years now, and the epididymitis has probably been going on 19 months. And I had to finally tell the doctor that I was no longer going to take any more antibiotics. I did not want to catch no C. diff, and it just was coming too complicated to even process.
Yeah, I get it, man. So look, you're not alone. We need not overlook the gorilla in the room here, right? You've been under the care of conventionally trained medical doctors. You've had costochondritis for how long?
What is that stuff, Peter? What is that?
Costochondritis, it's an inflammation in the tissue between the ribs, and it gives a lot of pain. Like,
ouch.
You breathe, you cough, you turn around, it hurts, right? It's kind of like you got a broken rib, not really. It's because of an inflammation in the tissue between the ribs. How long have you been dealing with that?
He hung up to listen to you on the radio.
Oh, okay, so in any event, he's been dealing with it for a long time. You know, he's been paying medical insurance premiums every month to gain access to medical care when he needs it. He finally needs it, and conventional medical doctors have nothing for him. This is a big problem here in the United States. It's a big problem in the European Union. It's a big problem in Australia, because conventional medicine for chronic disease is the wrong dog for the hunt. They don't have anything for this, and they fail us all of the time. It's a big, big, big problem. So what would we do? Well, we would recommend that he stops eating fried food and oil, because those foods are extremely inflammatory, extremely inflammatory, and costochondritis is an itis. It's an inflammation.
It doesn't. So, that doesn't sound good, does it? That
no, it
that
doesn't
affliction.
Feel good either, man. Doesn't feel good either. I'm never going to put another pair of skis on, because the last time I skied, I did a Superman and cracked a rib, and oh man, I was in pain. But so we eliminate the 12 bad foods, eliminate the foods that are bad that cause inflammation, and in this case, he needs to give his body bone and tissue support, right? Fundamental foundation nutrition, all 90 essential nutrients, plus extra bone and tissue support. That's really easy to do. The add-ons for that would be a product that Youngevity has called GlucoGel. The dose for that is one capsule of GlucoGel per 10 pounds per day. So if he's 180 pounds, he needs 18 a day. That's six with breakfast, six with lunch, six with dinner. He takes that on top of the Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 and the plant-derived minerals, eliminates the 10 bad foods, sees what happens.
It's almost like oil to your knees, isn't it?
It is, exactly. That's a really good metaphor. You know, if your automobile needs 6 quarts of oil, it's only got one in it. It's only a matter of time until the engine seizes. There wasn't anything wrong with the pistons. There wasn't anything wrong with the welds. There wasn't anything wrong with the metal in the engine. Ran out of oil.
You got
it. When your body runs out of the 90 essential nutrients, things start to break.
Peter, we're going to come back and take some final phone calls in the final hour with you. CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, for advice, 1-855-949-RADIO.